T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 50 seconds. T-minus 40 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Public service announcement. I need all my Titan fans to come on down. Grab you some popcorn, grab you a drink. Titans Coliseum in the building. Yeah, not, boy, I'm in the game. Still ballin' now, never change. I be rappin' my hometown for the whole city, really knew my name. Boss talk, I don't do favors. Yeah, we signin' deals with the top players. We just started this lifestyle. We be having all kind of haters. I'm a mad man, they better come get me. Wanna box me in, but I'm too shifty. If they come at me sideways, I'ma stiff on me like Derrick Henry. Now listen, we're not the same. EA Sports, boy, I'm in the game. I be rappin' my city, dog. Got a tight logo hangin' on the chain. Big money, big moves. New stadium on the way. Nashville, we hold it down. We the one team that you don't wanna play. They be trying to talk down on us. I just laugh at them and I walk away. I don't tolerate disrespect. Might shoot a fade, Penny Hardaway. Big money, big moves. New stadium on the way. Nashville, we hold it down. We the one team that you don't wanna play. We be putting in the hard work, so we coming in without kind of skill. I be living in the end zone. Might finger roll like Tannehill. What's poppin'?
Yes, sir. What's good? Welcome to the Titans Coliseum podcast. Draft night, draft round two, still going on, man. I'm here with my fellow co-host, RJ Ellison. Morocco couldn't join us today. So, RJ, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm a happy camper today, man. The Tennessee Titans, man, they are putting a smile on my face for these first two picks, man. I'm going to tell you why here later, man. So,
yeah, man, absolutely, bro. It's been an exciting roller coaster day. Day one, day two. Oh, wow. And just seeing Colts, what the Colts just picked.
Oh, right, they there. Got AD Mitchell. Yeah. Oh, man. These boys just won't leave us alone, bro. They keep drafting well, man. Hey, man. This AFC South, bro, it's gonna be tough, bro. It's gonna be a tough AFC South, bro. Like, the Houston stepped their game up, bro, and everybody else said, okay, we're gonna match you. You know, yeah. We're gonna match you.
Yeah, definitely. So let me run through these sponsors real quick. That way we can talk this two-tone business and NFL draft, because a lot going on. So this episode is brought to you by Lion's Den Beard Collection. Make sure you get all the luxurious products from them for your beard, whether you're starting off or you're just trying to keep your beard in a tip-top shape. Make sure you go to lionsdenbeardcollection.com. Use promo code Coliseum. Get 25% off your order. As well as this episode is brought to you by sunnysmilescoffee.com. Premium freshly roasted coffee. Free shipping on all U.S. orders. They got a bunch of origins, a bunch of blends, flavors for you to try out, sample packets as well. So go check them out, sunnysmilescoffee.com. Also, make sure y'all go to the Titans Coliseum website, check out all our articles, especially with draft night and everything going on with these picks coming in. Sharm is out there writing. We've been out there writing, getting everything handled to you. So make sure y'all staying up to date with the TitansColiseum.com, as well as going grabbing new merch from there as well. The Let Rand Cook merch is still available for y'all to go grab it. You see what he's doing out here on draft night. So make sure y'all go grab y'all some Let Rand Cook merch as well. And make sure y'all go download Indie Game. RJ, man, he did a hell of a thing. Y'all love the intro. It's fire. The new intro is about to come out here soon. Draft night's coming, so we're going to have a new intro here soon. So make sure y'all go download Indie Game today. Get it going. Support RJ. Help him out with that. And yeah, definitely Indie Game with Romels.
Yes, most definitely, okay. Man. Like I said, y'all check that out, man. We got a new one we're going to make, man. It's going to be really, really good, man. And like I said, if we need the draft, the Titans keep drafting well, man. I might have to put one of them in the song, Firestone.
Yeah, you know, exactly, bro. Especially the way this one is going. We definitely want to shout out everybody in the chat. Dylan's in the chat. Julie's in the chat. Nancy. Sportacular is in the chat as well, man. Shout out to you. Hope you got your Let Rand Cook shirt. And everything was good on that, man. We appreciate all your support, Sportstacular. So it's been a roller coaster day. We I know we're in round two already and everybody's gonna want to move around, but let's try to retrace round one real quick. Let's put all this emotion from round two on pause real quick and let's talk about round one. And with the seventh overall pick, the Tennessee Titans do select JC Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama. And before everybody starts getting crazy in chat, like, oh, he right tackle. Rand already said we're going to move him over to left tackle, all right? He already said that Bill Callahan loved him. Actually, this was Bill Callahan's favorite player out of this draft for the offensive line. So I'm trusting Rand. I'm trusting Bill Callahan on this job. Bro, he gave up 3 sacks in his career at college. 3. And 2 of them was just last year. So it's a stud out there. He played left tackle in high school. He moved around his early freshman year. He's playing guard. He's played special teams. He played field goal. So he's very versatile on that offensive line. He's not a stranger to having to change positions and move over. And Bill Callahan's already done this once before with a guy out there at Dallas and Smith. And he was a right tackle coming out and moved him to left tackle. He's been a Hall of Famer. So if anybody can do this and make this transition smooth for him, it's definitely going to be Bill in this situation. So how you feeling about the J.C. Latham pick?
I love this pick, man. This is an A pick for me, man. At first at the draft, you know, I was a little skeptical when I heard his name because I was just like, man, J.C. Latham. Then I thought about it. I said, man, he's a right tackle. Like, are we going to draft a left tackle later in the draft or something? You know what I'm saying? I thought about it. Then I started reading the tweets that it was Bill Callahan's favorite player. Then I started reading the tweets that we're going to move to left tackle. And I said, yeah, okay, he must be the guy because I loved his tape. I always loved his tape, man. I just did not like that he was playing the right tackle position. But now that he's going to left, I really love this pick, man. He's exactly what we want as the Tennessee Titans. And when you feel like we're going to be passing the ball a little bit more, but we're also not going to get away from who we've been in the past, and that's running the football down your throat. And guess what? We got the guy, and I changed my name. You see, the Trench King, man. They call him the Trench King for a reason, man. The dude is huge. He's going to bully people. He's going to push you around. He's going to come for a quarter, man. People not going to want to deal with this big boy. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I like him, man. I love being the biggest team on the field, man, especially in them trenches, you know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we kind of seen the initial shock from the Titans fan base. And I had the initial shock, too. Like, oh, man, right tackle this. Why we go with this? And then listen to Rand. I'm glad they did the press conference when they did because that was – let me know to explain some things to cool some things down. So then, okay, let me just look at tape. Let me dive in. Let me study a little bit of more things with JC Latham. And as I started to do that, I started to cool and collect myself a little bit more. And once you start watching all these damn tackles start going off the board, right? It's like, oh, we could have got them later. Then you start seeing them tackles go like, oh, maybe we could have got them later.
See, that's one thing that I looked at, man. Rand is just saying, man, look, if we got the guy that we want, we don't need to trade back and see if he's going to still be there. Like, because if he gets took, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, you lost your player that you want. You can't play that game, man. You cannot play that. Once you have the guy that you want, man, you pick him. And that goes into our second round pick. And we're going to talk about that as well. You know, like, once you got the guy that you need, the guy that you have set your sight on and said, this is the guy that we want, you pick him. And that's what Rand has been doing this entire draft, you know. So, yeah,
bro, and you go dive in. Like, actually, people, go look at JC Latham's stats. Go look at his play and actually be honest with yourself and just watch the footage. Man, he's really good. He's very powerful. He can handle that situation, and I do believe he can transfer over there. Alabama last year, they was going to move him over to left tackle, but then Nick Saban made the decision to say, hey, I think it's best for the team if you're a right tackle, and he stayed at right tackle. And I don't think we should punish him for that, for a player that was like, instead of doing what I want to do, I'm going to do what the coach says is best for the team. That's just another layer to JC Latham of why this is such a good pick on all floors and all cylinders.
And like I said, I'm a volunteer fan, man. And I've watched the SEC championship, man. If you want great film on Latham, man, watch him play Georgia. I'm telling you now, he won them that game. He won them that game, man. If you go watch that game, man, he's put these, you know, Georgia, they got a 5-star D-line. All them guys on that D-line, 5 stars. Like, we're not even going to do that. They have elite talent on their defense, man. And he was bullying these guys, pushing them all over the place. I know there's Georgia fans in the comments, and I'm sorry I got to bring up the SEC championship loss. But man, that game, man, I left that game, and I remember I tweeted it. I said, man, If he's playing like that, man, he needs to be our first round pick. And what do you know? He's our first round pick. So I can't just, I'm gonna double down on that, man. I wish I had a tweet. I should have sent it to you, Firestone. You could put it on there, you know. But man, that was a great pickup, man.
Yeah, because the fact that there's just so many things in the LSU game. That's what I was going to say. The LSU game, mm-hmm. too, out there. Like, after that LSU game, the coaches came out and named that whole offensive line players of the game for that because of how well they stood their ground, how they handled LSU. We know LSU ain't no joke neither. There's many times that they went and he went with games, back-to-back games consecutively with no pressures, no hits, no sacks, no nothing on the QB. He stood his ground. Senior bro, but it was just beautiful to see, like, we can get this guy. He's strong. He's powerful. When he showed up for the press conference today, man, he's a massive human being, bro. He is. I was looking at Rand and Brian next to him, like, man, they look tiny, and they ain't tiny neither. So he just hugged Miss Amy, swallowed her up. Well, she just, like, disappeared. So I was like, bro, we got a massive dude right next to Peter Skoronski. That left side is handled well right there with Cushenberry as well. We got what Brunskill's going to be there at guard. Now we got to figure out if MPF can be what he needs to be at right tackle or if we cherried out some of these other guys in the field. So, bro, I'm truly excited what J.C. Latham is going to do. He's played really well. And then Texas A&M game two in college, everybody on that line was giving up pressures and sacks, and he was the only guy on that line that game that didn't give up a sack that entire game. So, it's a dude I truly believe in helps us fix all offensive line. I think too many Titans fans got stuck on Joe Alt. And then when the Joe Alt pick didn't happen and the Malik Nabers pick didn't happen, everybody thought Brock Bowers. And when that didn't happen, they just like.
Yeah, it's overreaction.
Yeah. Overreaction.
And like I look at it like this, though, and I said this on Twitter today, man. I said that the dream pick was Malik Nabers. The safe pick was Joe Alt. And the right pick is J.C. Latham, in my opinion. I feel like what we wanted from Alt is what we're going to get from J.C. Latham. Because, I mean, granted, I love Alt tape. Alt is technically – he's probably the most technically sound left tackle that we've seen in it since in a long time, man. And I look at it like this, man. He don't have the strength that J.C. Latham has. You can teach that technique. That technique, that can be developed. You can't teach somebody to be a trench king, bro. Yeah, you can't teach nobody. Either you're trench king or you're not. You know what I'm saying? Either you're trench king or you're not, man. He earned that at Alabama. Like, this is Alabama. Like, Alabama, we all know they have been pretty much the gold standard of college football, bro. He earned that at Alabama, bro.
He's just a beast. He's a massive. I mean, I bro, it's 11-inch hands on this dude, bro. That is just bullying people and being able to have hand control. And I think a lot of people also tend to forget this in the slip of mind, because, like, you know, Texans fans was talking a little bit about this too, but he used to go up in practice against Will Anderson Jr. all the damn time. So who better? Yeah. Even at that press conference, he's talking about, you know, Will Anderson like to keep his hands in tight, cover his number, come bull rush. He already know what Will Anderson wants to do. So we got a guy that already knows how to handle one guy that's going to be we see two times a year that is our closest rival right now, our strongest strength against us. So it's going to be amazing to see him and what he does out here, especially when it comes up to him and Will Anderson Jr.
This AFC South is going to be a dogfight, man. That's why I was laughing at these Texas fans that were just talking so crazy. Like, I'm like, you're not going – this is not going to be easy, bro. I don't care if you got C.J. Stroud or not, bro. We are all coming to hit you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every single team in the division can beat each other, man. And I'm just so happy about the draft, man. I'm at my mother's crib. And I'm driving up here, man. It's about 20-minute drive, and all I'm listening to is Mike Keith and Ramon Foster on 104.5, and they having a ball, man. They love this draft, like, and I love it as well, you know.
So. Yeah, bro, because, like, my emotion, bro, because was the same, because, like, I was sitting there, we're like seven, like, the more everybody else is picking these star players, and I was sitting there too, it's like, it gotta be Joe Alt, right? Or not Joe Alt, it gotta be Brock Bowers, right? We gotta be Brock Bowers at this moment. Then comes J.C. Latham, I'm like, man, but just let those emotions relax and then start actually analyzing and viewing this player, man. This is really a good pickup for us. It's really, really nice, and I'm excited to see what he does. And this offensive line is going to be bullying people this next year, bro. It's going to be beautiful to see.
Yes, bro. For once, man, that left side, dude, I'm loving it, man. We got the Cushenberry, Skoronski, and now J.C. Latham there, man. Man, I'm just – It's been a while since we could run left all day. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't do that for a long time, man. Right. Like,
did you see the Taylor Lewan tweet where he posted up the hats they used to have when he was there at Titans, and it was like run left? And he's like, we should make this a thing. I'm with it. I agree. As long as it ain't run left three downs and then punt. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, run
left sometimes.
Right? Like I said, we're not going to be able to. When we need to go back to being the old school Tennessee Titans that's going to push you around and bully you, we can do that now. You know what I'm saying? If we want to throw the ball, we can do that as well. You know, we're becoming multiple, man. Like I said, I have a big smile on my face, man. I'm just enjoying it. I want to see what the rest of the draft is going to look like. I do believe that the Tennessee Titans are probably going to trade up into the third round. And I think that's been my hot take. I think we're going to trade up, man. We'll see, though. We'll see.
We're definitely about to say, and they showed those Houston uniforms. Those are Oilers replicas. I don't know, because I see chat in here already talking about round two, so we're going to get to that too. But he also said, you know, we got to figure out this right side. Kenny did say we got to figure out right side. I think Bill believes that MPF might be a good right tackle for us. He just ain't been coached up. That's still a young guy that we took and thought could be good.
Yeah, Duncan too, man.
Thank you. I was just about to say Duncan as well. Mm-hmm. So we still, right now for me, the only position we got to figure out now for the offensive line is right tackle, because I believe in Brunskill at right guard. He did good last year. He was trying to pick up some slack for a bunch of players and a bunch of positions. He's not going to have to do that this year. He's definitely going to be playing better this year than he did last year. So it's just right tackle for me, and we already got two possibilities to see if we can figure that out. So I don't feel like we got to draft or go get any more people in free agency. All those guys we're going to figure out at right tackle. So this offensive line is almost solidified for me in the years to come. But we can go ahead. We saw the second round. We all saw. We happy. I know me and RJ happy. Yeah. Oh, Trevon
boy.
Yes, sir. Trevondre Sweat, defensive tackle for the Texans. So, bruh, this is something we've talked on this podcast many, many times. Hey, who's gonna be next there to Big Jeff? Man, we need somebody next to Big Jeff that can help, because we lost Autry. And we said it too when the DUI things came out, when Austin Stanley from A to Z was here. We talked about it. It's like, hey, if anybody can help mentor this man from bouncing back off of this, you know, bad decision young men make all the time, it's going to be Jeffrey Simmons, because he's had to do the same thing. He can be the role model next to him in the locker room. I would make sure whoever is in charge of assigning lockers, you make sure Sweat's locker is right next to Jeffrey Simmons. I promise you everything will be handled. It'll be great moving forward, bro. Bro, this inside is going to wreak havoc in the AFC South.
Oh, boy.
Andre Sweat, what?
Yeah, boy, our trenches, I'm liking what I'm seeing, man. I look at it, bro, like Devondre Sweat, you can't double team the Big Jeff no more. That ain't gonna be the solution no more, but not with that big boy. You're gonna have to probably double team Sweat, man, and just pray that Jeffrey Simmons don't get to you, man, or vice versa, man, because, man, that dude is huge. Granted, I know people are gonna say, oh, well, he had a DUI, oh, he did this, that, and the other. I mean, so what, man? Like, end of the day, you ain't never drove your car drunk before, bro. Like, you done did it before. Like, we not going to sit there and lie, man. You know what I'm saying? It happened, man. He made a mistake. He owned up to it. Even the Titans brought him in. Because you remember after it happened, the day it happened, it was like the next day he visited us. Because they wanted him this whole time. You know they wanted him the whole time, man. And they basically, you know, they look at it like this. They just wanted to talk to him to see if he was going to own up to it. They probably grilled him a little bit, see how he was going to take it. And he probably took it like a man and said, hey, I'm going to be a better person moving on. Hopefully, man, nothing else bad happens to him moving forward. But, man, this dude could be a star, bro. You know, right next to Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, and to your point, like he did the very next day, he had that DUI happen that night. He got out of jail, and on that same day, he came to visit the Titans. He came, checked them out, and I think that says a lot too, because he was able to say, hey, I made a mistake. I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna come here and face y'all, answer any questions you have about this, any questions you have before, new questions, whatever. I'm gonna come here. I'm gonna answer them for you. And I think that's why, because Morocco was on here when we were talking about the Sweat, and he was like, Brian is sounding like he's defending somebody, you know, and it kind of did. So, and now looking at it, it's like, okay, maybe they was sold on Sweat at that moment and hoping that he might fall to us and be a good pick for us. But I'm just happy he's there where he was. I thought we might wait to like third, fourth, maybe try to go get him. But when that name came across, bro, I was so excited. I was so happy. I was like, this is finally what we've been needing all offseason. Harold Landry outside, Simmons inside, Sweat inside, Autry, bro, just make pressure. Arden Key's job just got so much easier now because he already knows that he doesn't have to do as much work because Jeffrey and Sweat's going to have to take up double teams, and you got to figure out which one you're going to hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so happy, man. These are two players that you need to get to the Super Bowl. Like, if you want to get there, man, if you want to get in these playoffs, man, and you want to scare a team, you need players like Jeffrey Simmons and T'Vondre Sweat in that middle, man. Now we just need to get we do need a legitimate edge rusher, you know, to go alongside Harold Landry, man. I know people like Key, but I just feel like Arden Key is a rotational pass rusher. I don't think he's a primary. He's just not a guy that you can just leave out there by himself. You know what I'm saying? So I do think we need a pass rusher that we can believe can actually be something. You know, I don't know what we're going to do, but I'll say this, though, man. This D-line, man, in the future, we got the future set up. We got Simmons locked up, and we just got 4 years of Sweat, man. And I'm just – and then we got this secondary. Like, people don't realize, like, we got these two guys with this secondary. Like, oh, my God.
You telling me there's Harold Landry, there's Jeffrey Simmons, there's T'Vondre Sweat, then there's Legarius Sneed, and then there's Cheetah Bay Owuzie over here. Mm-hmm. Oh, what you gonna do, bro? What you really gonna do? We gonna get pressure on you real quick. You have to get the ball out fast, and you better pray that your wide receivers win routes early, because it's just going to wreak havoc, man. I'm excited, and Johnny's asking up here too. If we trade back up in the third round. Which I don't think we're going to do. We could do that. If we trade back up into the third round, what's the position you're looking for? And what do you want to see at that 106 pick? And we got a super chat, so we'll handle that one right after this.
Okay. All right. What did he ask? My bad. I'm trying to.
So if we trade up in the third round, what position do you want to go see, or what player you want to see? And then what pick or position do you want to see at 106?
106, I want to see a slot receiver. If we're going to trade up, man, you got to go for premium position. I'm going to say wide receiver. And if the wide receiver that I think that they like because they brought him in for a visit, I'm going to say Roman Wilson out of Michigan. You know, I think that he is a fine slot receiver. You remember Teron Davenport was on here talking about how he was calling people out. He called out Quinyon Mitchell. He called out every corner, and he cooked them. You feel me? You know, and I really like his attitude, man. I like his film, man. He get open in that slot, man. I think – and you remember Brian Callahan said he wanted somebody that's gonna make something in that slot. I think he want to pick his slot receiver, man. We'll see, though. Like I said,
we'll see. Yeah. No, I agree with that too, bro. If we're at that point, I think a slot wide receiver, if Roman Wilson's still there, if maybe Luke McCaffrey's still there, Brendan Rice is there even maybe, but I would put Brendan Rice.
We got two fourth rounders, right? Do we have two fourths?
I believe so, correct, yes.
Okay, yeah. We most definitely going to trade up.
Okay, so let me handle this super chat. Okay. So, let's go ahead and handle this super chat real quick. Stanley Wilson with the super chat. He says, Hey, RJ, it was a DWI. That means he was on some weed or shrooms, maybe. Not good, but I'd rather a high motherfucker than a drunk one. Hell, he could smoke with Firestone, right? Never know. Hey, look, I'm just, never mind. I'm not going to say nothing about that because I don't want to get nobody in trouble. But I do partake, but, you know, I do not say who, you know, it would be classified. I would just, you know, nobody would never know. We'd be good. All right. Just saying. Sweat. I'm just saying. No. Hey, go ahead.
Like I said, I'm not even tripping, man. Like, either which way, man, people going to make mistakes, bro. Like, even Jeffrey Simmons made a mistake before he got into the draft as well, man. Like, it just happens, man. You just – like, now, if he's constantly making mistakes over and over again, like he Pac-Man Jones or something, man, then you need to let him go. But like I said, they brought him in for a reason. They want to see what his character is like. They want to see who he is as a person before they drafted this guy. You know what I'm saying? Rand Carthon, I thoroughly believe that he wanted to make sure that they were drafting the right guy, man. And I'm gonna watch the press conference they probably gonna have on him after this day and see what they say.
Yeah, no,
because I'm sure he's gonna get a ton of questions about his character. He's gonna get a ton of questions.
Just same way with Jeffrey did, but Jeffrey handled it well after the dress, after the press conference for after the draft. You know, he had to handle those questions. Mm-hmm. He handled them well. So that's another thing I'll be doing. I'll be like, hey, as soon as we draft him, hey, we got to get you Jeffrey Simmons' number ASAP. Mm-hmm. We got to get you in contact, let y'all talk, let y'all handle this so you know how to come out here, how we're going to handle these things. Because, yes, he made a mistake, but he's a young man. He didn't make a very bad mistake. He didn't make a life-changing mistake or life-altering mistake. So it's all right. We bounce back from this. We can give you another chance. You got high. You was in a moment that had high, you know, endorphins hit. You was sitting up there. So we were going to give you to the fact that, you know, you maybe just don't got the right friends around you. You learned in a moment that you need a better, tighter circle around you. So people just say, hey, I'll make sure that I'm driving. One of us is going to stay, you know, completely sober tonight. And one of us is driving. You're not going to worry about that. We're going to make sure we protect the bag for you. So you just got to get your circle a little tighter and at least get you one or two motherfuckers like that in your circle sweat. And you'll be good, bro. And then just listen to Jeffrey Simmons, man. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful interior line thing. Because this is how I felt when we got Simmons and Casey. But then Casey went out the door. Simmons is nowhere on their way out the door. So this is what our interior line is going to look like. And I'm so excited.
Yes, man. And just think, man, like, man, that middle, bro. You feel so much better about the middle. Then we got Sebastian Joseph Day, too, who's you know, played around Aaron Donald, man. And he's made plays. He's going to make plays as well, man. You know, we got pieces, man. We got pieces, man. And we're a better team than we were last year. I said, by far, we're a better team than we were last year, man. I'm just excited, dude. You know, we're planting the seeds right now. We're trying to see what they're going to grow to be. You know, and luckily, you know, these guys are going to be coached by Tracy Rocker. So it's like, you know, he's been known for putting, you know, develop defensive linemen. So, man, I'm just happy. I'm happy, dude.
Yeah, and you just saw Keelan. He just went to Dallas.
Yeah, I seen it.
So there's one edge rusher gone. So like it's I think now we definitely just figure out, for me, we need to grab a wide receiver, a linebacker, and a safety in the remainder of this draft for me, some form of way. They might not be day one starter type guys, but they need to be guys that can contribute to this game and to this team right away. Like I said, we got 2 4th rounders. Safety, linebacker got to be somewhere in some of these picks, because that's just another answer we have now. Wide receiver, linebacker,
safety. Yeah, I was about to say that too. So for the guy that asked me that, what else would we trade up for? And I said, I would think if Junior Colson is still there, I don't know. I don't have the board in front of me. So if he's still there, I wouldn't mind us trading up to go get him, because he's a Nashville, Tennessee native. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? You know, he's a good player.
Yeah, exactly, bro. I don't know, bro. This has been such a roller coaster emotion for this draft, because I wasn't too happy with Latham at first. I'm totally excited about Sweat now, and I'm just hoping that this isn't the only pick of the damn day. Like,
man,
I
will say this though. I'm ready for training camp, dude. I'm ready for these boys. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like Jeffrey Simmons gonna come out there day one. He like, come here, Trench King. He said, hey, we got to go Oklahoma one time, bro. But let's start off the season in Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? Jeffrey Simmons versus J.C. Latham, man. I want to see that. Just like he did Peter Skoronski. Like, you gotta initiate him, man. Like,
bro, exactly. That's the thing, too. Like, okay, Vrabel's not there no more. So there's not going to be that extra that extra level of competition of like, hey, all right, we got to say something. Just let the players do that now. Like you said, Jeffrey Simmons, get in there how you need to be. Let Latham and let Sweat go up against it. Because, like, we already seen it. We seen it at Senior Bowl. We seen it, bro. Sweat was bending people at that Senior Bowl. When they was running practices and they's just sweating, they sitting there. They's holding. They bending back. But, man, he'd bend them right back over their knees and they back be touching the ground. Their feet still be on the ground, bro. He just – such a powerful, massive human being. He can move mountains, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I'm just excited, man. I'm excited, bro. I've never been so hyped for a D-line, and I don't know how long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we going to win in the trenches again, bro. I was a little bit nervous about Brian Callahan. I'm like, does he know, like, we can win games just off trenches alone? And because we was spending all this money on the outside. I'm like, yeah, we getting all these outside pieces, but – what about the left? What about the offensive line? What about the defensive line? Then I just thought about it. Okay, they probably going to address it in the draft. And I said that. I think I said that the last podcast, it was probably going to be somewhat of a boring draft. to the national media, but we're gonna get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got Leon was better. We got Firestone at all this, like, this, which is crazy. You know, we feel the Buccaneers got Chris Braswell.
See, there goes another edge we was thinking about.
I know, man. I want him. He's a good player, dude.
Yeah, he is. See, and that's the thing too. Like, all right, so if we're sitting here, we're excited about Sweat, we're excited about Latham. We watched what the free agency has done and how the draft board is laying out. So, do we truly need to go edge this year, or do we wait next year with next year's draft to try to address the edge issue? Because, like you said, even the fact that you thought Arden Key might be, you know, a change in position player or a situation, a rotational player. He's also getting up in age too, so he's not going to be here forever. We're building this defense to be young. Excuse me. So that's going to be one position we're going to have to change, but does it have to be now? Like, can we value a slot wide receiver or inside linebacker or safety over edge? Like, where does the edge rate to you in the position needs that we need for the Titans moving forward?
I really don't believe that it's more than a linebacker than and safety. I feel like we just need a rotational piece to go with Arden Key. So Arden Key isn't playing three down. Like, he's not no three down player. Arden Key goes out there on third and long, and he's at full energy, and he's gonna get to the quarterback. You feel me? Like, he don't need to be out there for the first two downs. He's a third down player, in my opinion. So I just feel like if we're gonna get a edge rusher, he's gonna be a guy that can stop the run and somewhat gonna come after the quarterback. You get what I'm saying? If they try to play action or they come out there and try to throw on third down, you know, as well. So, like, I just don't want Arden Key to be so tired. So Javon Bullitt just went to the Packers. And we just need a guy that's going to be able to rotate with Arden Key, man. So Arden Key is just doesn't be overused like he was this year. I just feel like he was way overused, and his effectiveness went down as the season went. Like, because you remember in training camp, man, we thought he was going to be amazing. He was like, he gets to the quarterback every other play. Then we just find out off the line just sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And to that point too, don't forget, there was a guy last year we was kind of high on. He's still there, but he's a rotational player that can go with, you know, Arden Key too, and that's Caleb Murphy. You know, we'll see what happens with the new coaching and training camp and how all that works out. If he's actually on the final roster when it comes up. But, I agree with you. I don't think edge is more high of a presence, especially now watching Green Bay go take a safety off the board. Like, these DBs are starting to come off. We don't need a corner necessarily.
The Texans is on the clock right now.
Yeah, oh god.
I got a feeling, man. I think they're gonna take my boy, man. I think they're gonna take Roman Wilson, man. I just got a feeling, man. Either that, they're gonna get somebody from Michigan.
Romans are like, they already got Tank Dell. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That is true. They do got Tank. So they don't really need it. I'm scared they might get Blake Corum. If they get Blake Corum, dude, I'm gonna be sick.
That's what I was about to say, bro. That's what I was about to say.
I'm gonna be sick. That dude is so hard to bring.
Blake Fisher tackled Notre Dame.
Okay, cool. Oh, they just got they fixing that right side. That's Joe Alt. Yeah, Joe Alt teammate. I'm cool with it. He cool. I'm cool. They just want to make sure they're gonna protect CJ. I get it. Yeah, but them two fourth round picks, man. We can do something. Like, we could package something up to get in that third, bro, and go grab somebody. You know, we got a fifth and about 3-7 round picks, bro. Like, we been packing some up, bro. You can put Burks in there if you want to.
Hey, and don't forget too, and we've talked about this in our group chats, and we've joked around about it too. But when they was sitting there, oh, look at them with the damn H over there too. Fuck them. got heated there for a second. But So, oh man, what was I saying? I saw that H and got pissed off. I lost all train of thought. I saw the damn Houston Texan room, saw that damn H with that baby blue on it and got pissed off and lost everything. A lot of people did forget about Caleb Murphy and Reaver. Like, Rashad Reaver's still on the roster as well too. So I can't remember now. Brian Callahan, we had that press conference yesterday, and he talked, and they asked him again, was like, offense, this and that, wide receiver. And last time they talked about wide receiver, they asked about slot, and he named everybody in the slot. NWI, Kyle Phillips, all these other guys, and he didn't mention Traylon. Then this time he's talking, he's like, Calvin Ridley, D-Hop, we got these guys on the outside that can make plays, these guys are these wide. And he only talked to, so this is two times Brian Callahan has talked about wide receivers and hasn't mentioned Burks. Burks is officially the only wide receiver that Brian Callahan has not named at a press conference.
He's just a ghost on the roster. He's not there. He ain't on the roster, man. No, I'm just messing around.
So why would Traylon Burks be a possibility to package up with a fourth rounder to possibly get into that third round area? Like, is that still a possibility?
It shouldn't cost that much to get into the third round, man. Man, but I said it shouldn't cost that much to get into the third round. Like, okay, especially where we're picking that in the fourth, you know what I'm saying? Somebody will trade back, you know. But like I said, man, if Junior Colson keep falling, if he falls to this third round, man, I most definitely say go get him, man. I really like him, man. You know, especially, you know, being a Nashville Tennessee with the Ravenwood, you know, he from the hometown, might as well bring him home.
Yeah. Oh,
they got Morocco in the chat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Morocco, man. Pull up, man. If you win over here in Morocco, man, come in here, say what's up, man. You can y'all dip out, man.
Yeah, and that's too, Austin. That's a good point. He said, I wonder if he's on the trade block or it's a way to motivate him to be more productive on Burks. Okay. I don't know. We've heard all these trade rumors, but we've never heard once about Burks being a trade possibility. But also the Tennessee, didn't know we was in the running for Calvin Ridley either. So they've been playing a lot of things close to the chest. So it's been really hard to get insider and info on what's really going on. You just try to read the tea leaves of what they say at press conferences and try to get an idea of what's going on. And when it's not the fact of what Brian Callahan's saying about Burks, it's the fact of what he isn't saying about Burks. That's so alarming right now to me.
Yeah, I got you. I know I joke on Burks, but man, I do want him to succeed though, man. Yeah. I don't want this man to come out here to just get traded, man, and we get nothing for him, you know, get a couple picks for him. Like, I want him to go out here and have a good season. Like, I've been setting the bar low for him. I'm like, bro, just go out there and get 500 yards. Like, just give me 500. Like, you know, and it's like, you're not even getting that, you know, and it's like, I want him to succeed because he got too much talent, man, to be doing this. Like, we should not be – he should be discussed when wide receivers get brought up. You know what I'm saying? He should be discussed when we're talking – man, we should be on here talking like, yeah, man, we got Burks, we got Ridley, we got Hopkins. Like, people should be nervous about when we play us. You know, like, it's like, okay, if I got two corners, I can just – I ain't got to worry about Burks, man. Burks going to beat himself. Like, you know, that people shouldn't say that. You know, I want him to go out there, man, make plays, man, and show people that you want to be on this team, man. You got one more opportunity, man. Like what Eminem say, you got one shot, don't miss a chance to blow. You know what I'm saying? You got one, man. You need to be listening to Lose Yourself every single day until he's solidified on this team, man.
Bruh, he has to do something. Like there has to be a spark. Like if it's me, okay, rookie year, they bring in a wide receiver. My second year after my rookie year, they bring in a wide receiver and D-Hop. Okay, they're just trying to mentor me. My third year in the league, they bring in a top wide receiver. I'm a little nervous about my job security right now. I'm gonna make sure. And he has. He's shown up to training camp. He's there at voluntaries. He's been working with D-Hop. He's doing all the steps. So I don't got nothing against Traylon Burks. I'm with you. I want him to succeed. You look like you are putting in the work. But when it comes to production on the team and on the field and you actually staying healthy, that just doesn't happen. So I don't question that you might have a dog within you. I just might have a question that your body ain't being able to withstand the motor that was within you. And sometimes that does happen. It just doesn't stand up to it. And that's my biggest question for him, because I want to believe in you. You're putting in all this work. You came into shape last season after the rookie season. They had to talk about, does he look out of shape this season? I don't really know, but you got to sit there and think that you got to be feeling a little bit of pressure that I might be out the door and not many teams might want to take a chance on me. So my NFL opportunity could be slipping as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm just praying for him to, like I said, I know I joke on him there, but just make sure, man, go out here, man, prove, shut me up, man. Make me have to apologize to Trey, man. Because I've been roasting it, man. I told him if he had a good season, I'll apologize. But, man, make me apologize, bro, because it's only going to help me if you go off. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna make this podcast more and more fun if you go off. So.
Exactly, bro. We truly root for Burks. We say all these things, but we're trying to make sure that our fan base and it doesn't show biasness to a player, that we still need to know what needs to happen for the best interest of the team, regardless of how we feel about a player. Like, that's how I felt with the Mariota days too, is that I felt that, you know, I was sitting there constantly believing in Mariota just because I was a Titans fan. I had to step back a little bit and realize and evaluate Mariota that, man, he's just not doing too good anymore these years. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to not be biased on the Treylon Burks situation. We're rooting for him. We're hoping for him every single Sunday. Show up, bro. You should see our group chats when it's Sunday. Like, come on, Church Burks. I feel like it's going to be a Burks day. It's going to be great. And then shit starts fucking up. I'm like, damn it, Burks. God, we be rooting for you, bro. We really do. Man, so
people betting the under on Burks and winning. And winning. Like, no, bro. Like, they don't need to happen, bro. Like,
yeah,
I feel like he's going to – I feel like he's going to flip the script, though, man. Like, please flip the script, man. You know what I'm saying? This is my last chance, man. Last time I'm believing you, bro. You go out there and you drop the football and you get hurt. And I want the first hit you take. Like, nah, bro. I'm sorry. I'm like, he's doing the same stuff he's been doing.
Bro, you see the NFL allow Guardian Shield helmets to be worn in games. Burks, if I see you out there in a game without one of them damn Guardian helmets on, bro, we gonna have some words, bro.
Oh, I don't like that they doing it, man. I don't like that, bro. I don't like that, bro. It's not gonna look good, bro. Hey,
it's gonna look horrible. But the first thing that came to my mind was like, damn, maybe Treylon won't get concussions anymore. They got this on. We good, bro.
Man, I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all, bro. In about 10 years from now, bro, say if I were just skipped in the future, bro, in 10 years from now, bro, like, football gonna be 7-on-7. They ain't even gonna have a D line anymore. They have D and O line no more, man. You just out there just throwing the ball. It's flag football. Like, this is ridiculous.
He don't look happy at all, bro. He don't look happy.
So speaking of not looking happy, man, I know y'all been looking at Malik Nabers do not want to be in New York, bro. He do not want to be there, bro. He don't like Daniel Jones. They said his interaction with Daniel Jones was so awkward. They couldn't even put it on camera, bro. That's how awkward it was. Like, he got off that bus, man, in New York, man. They were trying to shake him up. He was just like, like, he wasn't even smiling at them. Like, it was crazy.
What are you going to do? How are they going to handle that situation, bro? There was a couple people that looked and you saw them get drafted. And it's like, oh, they're not too excited. They're not too happy. So I'm wondering how these questions are going to be. And you saw, like, Cardinals can't even sell Marvin Harrison's Jr. jersey right now because of the fact he hasn't signed his NFLPA licensing agreement. So they got a whole little thing on their website talking about, hey, you know, you can't buy a jersey, this and that, and this is why. So it's a different era. So he might be – I don't know. It's going to be an interesting situation to watch, see what Malik Nabers and the New York Giants do.
Mm-hmm. I just look at it, man. They don't find him a quarterback, bro. He ain't gonna want to keep playing for them, bro. You feel me? Like, I feel him though, because the Giants are just not good, bro. They're just not good, bro. They're not getting any better. Like, they ain't fixed the line. They still got a boo boo quarterback. Like, but they feel like Malik Nabers is gonna solve all that. Like, no, he not about to solve that, bro.
No, not at all, bro. It's like, at what point does it come a Justin Jefferson type situation where he's like, hey, I'm just not going to sign here. I'm just going to, you know, do my rookie contract and get the hell out of here. I don't know, bro. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's a lot exciting. I kind of hope we do come back in this third, but I'm just afraid of losing more draft capital for next year when next year is really going to be hella defense and have a lot of good ass stars.
I'll say this though. I feel like next year's draft, we're going to be attacking the crap out of the outside, bro. And like, I feel like we're putting ourselves in a position where we can draft ahead of what we need. You know what I'm saying? With them two picks, man, it just shows me they want to go boring. Boring picks. I mean, granted, obviously the football heads, we're not going to say it's boring. But a casual will see both of those picks and be like, man, we can't brag about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to get that out the way in next year's draft. They're going to wide receiver, cornerback, tight end, you know what I'm saying? Safety, you know what I'm saying? We can get some luxury picks, you feel me? So, yeah. They're drafting ahead of what they're trying to get in a position where they can draft ahead.
Yeah, and, bro, I'm always sitting there saying, like, you know, oh, I feel like we took Latham too soon.
The Ravens just drafted a basketball player? Like, what?
Bro, another right. Another
what
tackle.
Is this dude?
Right tackle. So, bro, these tackles are coming off the board. So, clearly, a lot of these teams have realized that you need some bookend talent. We kept talking all offseason. Like, how many of these
protect their quarterback?
Yeah, how many of these teams got good tackles? There's not many good right or left tackles. Clearly, look at these teams drafting all these damn tackles right now.
Man, what if the Titans drafted Braylon Allen, bro? Oh, the San Francisco 49ers just traded a pick.
Yep. Yeah, seen that. I was.
Oh, the Kansas City.
Yeah.
Bro, I was about to say, oh, yeah, I called it.
Bro, I got to get your thoughts on that. How did you feel about Buffalo in the first round? Trading with Kansas City, a rival, and then they select the wide receiver, Xavier Worthy. And then
I don't understand it. This is the second time they've done that dumb stuff, bro. Like, why? Like, they did. Remember Kansas City traded with them to get Patrick Mahomes? Like, they gave him Patrick Mahomes, and now they just gave him Tyreek Hill 2.0. They already can't beat him, and they just gave him another weapon. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
And then they let fucking South Carolina or, you know, Carolina go up there, trade up for them there, go draft a wide receiver. So, I mean, when day two started open today, you know, my son was asking me, he's like, hey, what do you think they're going to do this now? It's like, you can't go wide receiver. If you was going to go wide receiver, you wouldn't let two teams jump in front of you and pick wide receiver, right? And sure enough, if wide receiver didn't come across the board, I'm like, that's the craziest thing. Not only did you let a rival trade up to get the same position you're going for, you let two teams trade up on you for the position you're going to. Now, maybe they got their guy and who they wanted in Keenan Coleman, but that shit just baffled me. I didn't understand that shit at all.
Hey, man, so I'll say this, though. How are you feeling a little bit better about Bill Belichick and Nick Saban as actual people now that they're not the head coach of the Patriots in Alabama? I mean, listening to Nick Saban talk, man, it's a lot easier to listen to him now that as a fan, now that he's not in Alabama anymore. Like, you feel me? It's a lot easier to listen to Belichick now that he's not the head coach of the New England Patriots, man. When he spoke about J.C. Latham, man, if you go on Twitter, man, make sure y'all look at what Bill Belichick had to say about J.C. Latham. He absolutely loved it, loved dude. You know what I'm saying? He loved it. He's talking about his high school coach, you know, than the other, but he said that, man, the way he's mauling folks, bro, that's a real right there, you know?
Yeah. No, it's
okay. High. They picked the right tackle too.
Yeah, bro. See, these tackles is going, man. It's definitely, to answer your question, it's definitely getting a lot easier to listen to him, because even when Bill Belichick would talk, you'd be like, man, that's smart football, man. That's really smart. There's that little part, at least for me, down inside that even after he said shit, it was like, man, fuck you, Bill. It's like, you couldn't hear everything. It was like hearing something that you know you needed to hear to fix yourself. But when it comes from somebody you don't like or enemy, you're just like, man, no, fuck you. You're right, but no, fuck you. I ain't even going to take this damn advice. That's what it felt like listening to Bill and Nick Saban talk, man. There was just that animosity. So now it's like, okay, it does feel like I can listen and digest what you're saying a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bro, the tackles. But, yeah, man, we're going to wrap this up, man, because I know I'm ready to see the rest of this draft, see what happens. Yeah. Y'all stay tuned with us, because if they do trade up, we will be, you know, updating you on that on social media. And we'll be back on the show on Monday, recapping all the draft picks for y'all as well. So y'all make sure y'all come check that out as well. You got anything else you want to cover before we pay these bills with sponsors and everything?
I'll say this, though, man. Look, man, be proud of this draft, man. And make sure you guys do y'all film work on both of these players, man. Once you dive into that film, man, you can see what each player does and what their pros and cons are, man. You'll see where we're getting in. Most definitely, man. Don't just look at highlights, man, with the NBA young boy in the background. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, man, that y'all actually watch. Like, there's people that break down film of all these players, man. And make sure y'all actually, you know, take time and watch it, man. You can learn a whole lot about a player, man, by just looking at people's like actual film work, you know. So
yeah. And watch Gervondre Sweat's Senior Bowl practices, not just the game, but the Senior Bowl practices, and watch how he's handling those dudes from every position. What he does, man, it's amazing. And RJ, I'm gonna say, I'm a little upset you wearing an Air Henry shirt today, bro. Yeah, what, man, is this traitor work? I don't know.
Man, he's a Titan to the day. I don't care what color he got on. He's a Titan to the day he died. He's a Titan.
For, he a Titan, but I ain't touched that jersey. I'm not wearing nothing Derrick Henry right now until he retires. Right now, you an enemy, bro, and if that's how it's gonna be till you retire, then I'll show all my.
I can't do it, bro. He's done way too much for this franchise for me. I don't care what team you play for right now, man. He's a Tennessee Titan, and I'm still in my eyes, man. The ghost of Henry.
I could feel that way if you went to an NFC team, but not the Ravens.
It's the Ravens, man. That's all that it is. It's the Ravens. That's the only reason why nobody didn't like their decision. You know, no, so.
I have nothing ill to say about you, but you are a rival right now, and I'm not going to wear and show support yet until you retire. Then we'll break all that back out for you and everything. But let's go ahead and cover these. Hey, this episode is brought to you by LionsDenBeardCollection.com. All the top luxurious products you need to keep your beard in a tip-top shape, or if you're starting your beard off, they got the products to help you start off on the right track. Byron Wilson is right now doing a video thing showing you how he's using this stuff and growing his beard back as well. So y'all check that out. So go to LionsDenBeardCollection.com, use promo code Coliseum, get 25% off your order. As well, this episode is brought to you by SunnySmilesCoffee.com, premium freshly roasted coffee, free shipping on all U.S. orders. They got many different origins, flavors, sample packs for you to check out. So go to SunnySmilesCoffee.com. As well, make sure y'all go check out TitansColiseum.com, read our articles, go grab some merch, press, all that stuff. Episodes are there. Our audio podcasts are there for y'all to check out as well. So go check that out on TitansColiseum.com. As well as if you're on Facebook and you're on Facebook and you're a Titans fan, make sure you are joining the Two Tone Militia over there on the Facebook community group. It is a public group. It is a lot of fun. A lot of Titans fans there. No unnecessary bullshit. Moderators keep everything in tight. So it's just a real fun, embracive fan base type of community there for the Tennessee Titans. So make sure y'all go to Two Tone Militia on Facebook as well. And download in the game. Go out there, support RJ, support the Tennessee the Titans Coliseum podcast with the intro song in the game. Y'all hear it every time the podcast come on. So y'all make sure y'all go download it, go buy it, go get it from whatever platform you stream your music from. Go get In the Game by Romels. There we go. All right.
Got them all. That's a lot, man.
Yeah, and don't forget Monday. It'll be our 100th episode. We will be announcing the winner of the autographed Jeffrey Simmons jersey. Yes, it is authenticated. Yes, it has been signed by Jeffrey Simmons himself. Yes, it is a legit jersey that is going to be brand new to you for opening to have. So make sure y'all are here Monday with the 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we will be announcing the winner of the Jeffrey Simmons autographed jersey. So y'all make sure y'all go in the chats of these videos, even after the videos are posted. We're no longer live. Go in there, put Titan up in the comment section. We're gonna go back and check those out, and make sure you go download In the Game by Romels as well to be a part of entered into that contest to win the jersey. If I could talk. All right, man. So any you good? Anything else you want to say?
I'm good, man. I think I'm feeling good, man. I feel like good about the rest of this draft, man. We got the boring picks out of the way. I think we're going to go a little bit sexy for the rest of the draft, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I'm excited. 49ers on the clock. Round 3 is officially about to start. So we're going to call it out of here, man. We appreciate all y'all tuning in, showing support, liking, shares, commenting, telling all your friends about us. We truly appreciate all that support. Grabbing merch, we truly appreciate that support. So, in the great words of Morocco, tighten the fuck up. Let's go.